Last year, Long Crime brought you the trial that captivated the nation. And one question still lingers. Did Karen Reed kill John O'Keefe? This isn't just a retrial. It's a second chance at the truth. Listen to episodes of Karen, The Retrial, exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
When a young woman named Desiree vanishes without a trace, the trail leads to Kat Torres, a charismatic influencer with millions of followers. But behind the glamorous posts and inspirational quotes, a sinister truth unravels. Binge all episodes of Don't Cross Kat early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Listening to the Ted Time Tinseltown Murder Kitchen, where each week... Oh, apologies, audience. I'm finishing up the credits for a different podcast. One second. Where each week, a celebrity guest recounts their favorite golden age of Hollywood-era murder of a self-satisfied person over-explaining an easily understood concept. And at the end, there's a recipe. This week, Michelle Pfeiffer walked us through the tale of Richard Widmark being pummeled to death with a bag of flour as he attempted to explain how reading is more enjoyable in autumn. And then she made sugar cookies. Due to a scheduling error, Michelle Pfeiffer was played by Janine Garofalo. Richard Widmark was voiced by Maurice LaMarche. All other characters voiced by Paul F. Tompkins, as required by law. The Ted Time Tinseltown Murder Kitchen is produced by Rachel Maddow, Haley Joel Osment, and the entire writer's room of Young Sheldon in their off hours. Earwolf producer, Scarlett Lucas. Shadowy twin of Kimmy Lucas, biding her time until she finds her way back to the Mirror Universe. TTTMK logo by Flamingo LaBonBon. TTTMK theme by Andalusia Belgium. As we say after every show, between Hollywood murder and upside down cake, you might just find your just desserts. Well, I am sorry you had to hear that. Let's just say certain framing device wages do not pay the bills. Let's see, what's going on here? Yes, our heroes have circumvented the shattering, but find themselves trapped in a dungeon in Castle Boner King or something like that. Let's get into it, shall we? Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from Castle Skullmaster. A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 5+ years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast chronicling our quest to defeat the Dark Lord. But, you know, there have been some setbacks and distractions. I am currently house-sitting at Castle Skullmaster, the fortress of a villain who I have not met. Complicating that further, last week we kind of got tricked into being locked into a cell in the dungeon. But good news, we don't have to record via Rune this week, and I'm here with my buddies, and frankly, we haven't been able to get very far apart from each other at all for the last week. I am joined, as always, every moment of every day, by my good bud, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, yeah, baby! Can I get some water?
Oh, shit, I've been sitting next to this jug of water.
I think that's for everyone. I think that's to be dispersed.
That's for everybody, not just me.
Yeah, and you took a bath in it, you fucker.
I'm so sorry. Gosh, I drank so much of this.
Bath water, please.
I drank like 100 Momo boyfriends.
Bath water, please.
Okay, here you go. I'm so sorry, bud.
Ah, yeah, baby, I'm back. Ooh, smooth like butter.
That's one of the things I love about you, buddy. You hydrate so fast.
That's one of my quirks. Arnie, it's so weird to be hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah.
Oh, what a feeling, hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah, for listeners, Chunt is shackled to the top of our cell. You're kind of hanging upside down, but the good news is it makes your mouth kind of close to the microphone still.
Yeah, I'm right here. Test, test, test. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
I gotta try this out, and hopefully it doesn't make you nauseous. Just what happens if I give you a push?
Whoa! Oh yeah, baby.
that's good tape.
Oh, my arms and legs are numb.
And we're also joined, as always, by Usador. But you know, we've been in here for a while, and yesterday he said he's going to go into a meditative state, and he's either still in that. Or he's dead, but he occasionally mumbles things, so I think he's all right.
Yeah, he's either in the wizard state, which is great, because he hasn't been in that in a while, and it helps him concentrate, or he's in a coma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wizard in a coma, I know. I know it's serious.
Usador,
buddy.
We're doing the podcast. The podcast.
Eat a bat's dung. Oh, yeah.
What? Why would we eat that?
It's a safety dance.
What kind of dance?
Yeah, tiro torchon.
Okay, say a number.
Fried okra.
That's not a number.
Non sequitur?
The use of people gonna die.
Oh boy, I think he's trying to figure out a way to get us out of here. You can't hold a wizard captive, right? I mean, that's just not a thing. So as soon as he wakes up, we'll be out of here. No
absolutely.
Worries, no problems. Absolutely.
It's not like we have a habit of being trapped in prisons for upwards of 2 years at a time.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
We'll be fine.
And honestly, Arnie, if we're going to still do the podcast, which it seems like we are, it's very nice of Victor to leave our equipment with us. Mm-hmm. If we're going to still do the podcast, honestly, I think it's better that Usador's out of this episode because... I mean, we're the energy boys.
That is true.
Usador brings no energy to the podcast, and you and I are just so energetic. Like, it must be palpable.
Oh, palpable.
Oh yeah.
The just energy we bring.
Just
energy boys.
Energy boys.
Energy boys.
You know, it's a little hard. You know, we've been in this cell all week, so it's sort of hard to get a sense of levels anymore. Like, what's a natural level of energy?
Yeah. I think 4.5 is good. Given the circumstances, right? 4.5 is good.
Yeah.
Woo. Arnie, didn't you say on Earth the most famous cell is starring Vincent D'Onofrio?
Oh, yes. And Vince Vaughn. And Jennifer Lopez.
Ooh.
And
how many people on Earth are named Vince? Two Vinces?
Two Vinces for the price of one.
Two Vinces.
Bad movie.
Vince, you've been gone.
Roger Ebert liked it, but you know what? Anything that had science fiction and breasts, he was a big fan of.
Huh.
Earth people are loving it.
I give that guy two thumbs up.
So, John, I'm a little... Okay, I have some concerns, and they are twofold. One...
Okay.
We've been here a week. We should be trying to figure out a way to get out of here.
Okay, that's one fold.
Okay. The second fold is, like, is this just going to be like a me and you episode? Like, is it just going to be like a deep delve, like just the two of us just like hashing our shit out?
Ooh. Yeah, that might like, make good podcasting is for us to work through some shit together. Well, also, I mean, based on what you said, typically... dungeons have dragons, right? So maybe we can find a dragon. Or we could just record Usador for an hour and just hear what weird shit he's saying.
Yeah, you know, there's already such a high word count from Usador in every episode. Like,
see, well, maybe we just do a call and response. Like, listen to this. Usador, I say tomato, you say...
Orangutan.
I say potato, you say...
Frontine rotary tiller.
Tomato.
Orangutan.
Potato.
Frontine rotary tiller. Let's call the whole thing off.
It's so strange. It almost sounds like he recorded all of that at a different time.
Well, when you're in the wizard state, from what I hear from Usador, you're spanning time and space.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, can we get Can on the episode? I'm joking.
No, maybe, you know, this has been reminding me that I really need to get, like, an understudy for Usador. I need to get, like, a fallback wizard in case Usador accomplishes his purpose and just, like, flashes out of existence.
Oh, when we said fallback wizard, Usador crossed his arms over his chest and fell backwards. I think he thought we were going to catch him.
That looked like it hurt.
Oof.
Oh, man.
I think we just leave them there. Well, maybe. Let's look around. I mean, how long have we been here? A week?
We've been here exactly a week. We've been here exactly one between podcast time, mm-hmm, which is the mm-hmm. natural unit of measurement I use, between podcast time.
Well, I will say I'm self-aware enough to know that we are tremendously self-absorbed. So maybe if we just look around the dungeon, we might find some other prisoners, or maybe there's like some bugs here or something.
There are other cells and there are other people. We've been so engaged with what is happening in this cell this whole time.
Oh my gosh, you're proposing?
Congratulations.
What? Oh, no.
We're
I'm
so
sorry.
Engaged. Oh my gosh. Oh, I can't wait to tell everyone. We're so engaged.
Okay.
It's about time. I'll tell
fine.
Oh, please don't. Please, yeah. Arnie, please stop. Please, okay. Arnie. This sucks. I don't know why I feel the need to elongate my words when you push me.
Yeah, that's a...
Huh. Is this just something you do?
Yeah, I guess so. Let's see.
Okay, let's look around the dungeon here. Okay. skeleton. Flesh.
Hey,
flesh and bone.
Excuse me, whoever you are. We're trying to look around for podcast guests, so if you could please butt out.
Greetings from the forest. And greetings from the cell next to you.
Oh my gosh, it's the top of a head.
Oh.
Arnie, who's that top of a head?
That voice is very familiar.
Greetings, human. Greetings, Chunt. Greetings, Viangelic. He's not responding.
Is it Spintax?
Can?
This is perhaps even more insulting than the past week of you ignoring me.
Oh shit, Arnie, look. Look at the door to a cell. You can see that someone's been kicking the shit out of it. Powerful kicks. Nathaniel Quinyarvan.
Yes, tis I, your elven friend. And I say that to you, Chunt.
Oh, shit. I was so...
Thank you, buddy. I consider you a friend, too. Thank you so much.
I was so excited when you said friend.
Tis good to see you again, Chunt. And human, hello.
It's Arnie.
I'm surprised you didn't say it's Humie.
I would never.
No, I'm sorry, talking to Arnie. When he said human, I thought you'd shorten it to Humie.
Humie?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, Humie.
H-Man? Anyway.
Oh, dear Lord, it has been like this for a week. Your incessant chattering amongst yourselves, never looking outside the very narrow area of your own cell. I have been literally... right here, the entire time.
Oh, wow.
I feel so bad. Wow. And oh shit, Arnie, that water's for everyone. Have you given Nathaniel some water?
Wait a second, this water is for everyone in the entire dungeon?
I have to imagine.
It is a collective water jug, and you have really been hoarding it.
I'm sorry, Daph. Would you like, is there a way, I guess I can try to slide some of this over... to you.
Could you go back in time and not take a bath with it?
Yeah, that was the worst part. And the fact that you didn't just like pour it over yourself, but the fact that you plunged each part of your body into the jug, rough stuff, buddy.
I don't know that I can go back in time. And honestly, like, I kind of believe more in sort of like the bootstrap paradox theory of time travel. So if I go back in time, I'm just going to make myself take a bath in it.
You believe that time travel should pull itself up from humble beginnings?
Mm-hmm. It's like the Horatio Alger. I got to go back in time and learn how to say
Horatio. Oh, Horatio Alger's the person who those flowers were for?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
The worst part for me was when you took a mouthful of water and said, look, I'm a fountain.
Mm-hmm.
Which was difficult to make out with your mouth full of water, and yet somehow you managed.
Oh.
And then you spat it out and posed like you were a little statue.
It was infuriating. I've been working on my impressions.
See, I thought you said hook, dime, I'm a mountain. That makes no sense, though.
That's something I said the next day.
You, sir, what did you think he was saying?
Look, mime, I'm a countin'.
Just as nonsensical.
So, Daph, it's the circumstances could be a lot better, but it's nice to see you. Or at least sort of see your shape through the cells.
Yes. These cells can barely contain an elf of my stature. I am contorted and crunched into shapes that I have not been in for some time.
Oh, damn. I'm sorry, buddy.
And I still really don't like the nickname Daph.
Oh, I was really thinking it was going to catch on.
Don't call him Daph, you punk.
It's been a few years, really hasn't improved during that time.
Nathaniel, aren't elves able to, like, sustain themselves for, like, 8 months on a little piece of bread or something?
Yes. We don't need to eat often, which is good news, for I have heard tell that the kitchen in this castle has been unfortunately whisked away.
By birds, yeah.
So food is not a real possibility in the near future.
But we have water.
One of us has water.
I know, I'm good. No, thank you.
How long can elves go without water?
Not as long as they can go without food. Oh. It's this 8-8-8 rule. Have you ever heard of that?
Ooh, jackpot.
8 months without food.
Okay.
Wait, is that eight? I should know this so I don't starve.
You gotta keep track of how long you can go without food.
Oh, look, Arnie, he's taking out a little notebook made out of leaves.
It's weeks. Elves can survive 8 weeks without food, 8 days without water, 8 minutes without air.
And 8 seconds without hating their dad?
Correct.
Oh, that reminds me. Nathaniel, last time we saw you, and honestly, this might have been years ago, you were setting off to find your father.
Yes. I set out for the Westlands with my half-sister and potential love interest, Borghild.
Yeah. Oh.
Thank you for saying potential.
We can get into that in a bit if we choose to find our father. And I have news in that area.
Yeah, tell us.
We found him.
Wow. Oh, my.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I will accept that congratulations, for I did accomplish my quest. I located him.
Also, I've got to say, thank you. Thank you for being maybe the first quest accomplished in 5 years of the podcast.
How dare you?
Oh, yeah, take a stick and break me open, because this is a cause for celebration.
I spoke with him. He took one look at me and said, "Ah, yes, Willow Arms, my starter child."
Ooh, that's tough. That's right, you have really weak arms. I forgot about that.
Starter child, that's brutal.
We were his first family before he left to go with his secret family and make the secret family his main family, and his first family became not his family. So he called me his starter child, and that hurt quite a bit.
Yeah.
Well, they say practice makes bastard.
So true.
Yeah, I've been wondering why they say that, and now I know. I think.
And to really twist the knife further, Borghild told me a fortune. You remember, she's a fortune teller.
Oh, yeah.
She gives fortunes, although not necessarily ones that relate to you. Although in this case, it did. She told me the fortune, you will experience complete, utter rejection.
Ooh.
And I was rejected by my father and by my half-sister potential lover.
And that one's probably for the best.
If you say so.
Wow. Nathaniel, that's hard to hear, but also it sounds like you're sort of set free from, since you found your father, maybe this is a bit of closure?
That is an excellent way of putting it, my shape-shifting friend. Yeah. I have been set free. For I did something in that moment that I did not know that I could. I kicked backwards.
Wow, donkey kick.
All my life I have been kicking what is in front of me, but in that moment I kicked behind me, and in so doing moved a little bit away from the people who had rejected me. And I kept kicking. I kept kicking backwards until I traveled all the way back from the Westlands to Foon. And there I realized that only by kicking behind you can you realize where you've been.
Wow, that's beautiful. And it's wonderful to hear that you're accepting kickbacks. Yes, I think that's beneficial for you. So
it's beneficial for everyone. Because with this new sense of freedom, I have taken this philosophy of kicking and I have started a group of like-minded individuals who come together and relish in the power of kicking.
Oh?
It's called Kickism. Its devotees are called Kickists.
Uh-huh.
I refer to it as a philosophy. Some have called it a religion. Less generous among us would call it a cult. I reject that label for many reasons.
I mean, I feel like most cults would reject that label.
True, but we're not a cult.
Jody Pickle.
Can I ask, how long have you... So you founded Kickism?
I did. Have you heard of it? Has word spread?
Well, we were on the road for a little bit. I don't know if you saw, speaking of Twist of Knife, Arnie has a giant sword through his tummy.
Yeah, I got an obsidian sword. I got stabbed.
I wasn't going to ask because I don't care.
But we've been on the road. We've obviously been through some tough times and some adventure. But
walking.
We did. Arnie, if you remember, we passed on the side of the road. We saw a group of about 20 women arm in arm who were kicking at the same time. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
They'd sort of half kick and then full kick and then put their feet down and then half kick and full kick to the other side. And people were going nuts for it.
Yeah, they were doing it on all those rocks.
Yeah, it was around the time of Christmas. And people were losing their shit about those rock kicks.
Mm. It was very entertaining for 3 or 4 minutes. No question.
This warms my heart, but human, the kicking rituals are not entertainment. For you and your dumb eyes, they are centering.
Curse my dumb eyes.
They are centering techniques through which we experience the world,
ooh,
often accompanied by one of our several kickism sayings.
Oh, I would love to hear some of these.
Yeah, hear some of these kickisms?
Of course. One popular kickism is, you can only kick as high as your leg will allow, but tomorrow you may kick higher. And obedience to the master is not to be questioned.
Oh, Arnie.
Yeah.
Arnie, as he keeps saying these, I just found a fun little game. As he keeps saying these, after each one, say, in bed.
Okay. Oh, that is good. Great. I like that.
Can we hear another kickism?
Of course. I'm always happy to spread the light of kickism to anyone who will listen. At the end of your arm is a hand, but at the end of your leg is a foot, and you can only kick with...
I wanted to say in bed so many times already.
And at the end of your leg is a foot. Please. And at the end of your leg is a foot, and you can only kick with one. All ladies are welcome, but dudes have to be approved by the master.
In bed. It works.
And also,
it
Nathaniel,
works.
Nathaniel, based on your situation, I do want you to know that Arnie and I were saying in bed, just so there's no offense taken.
Thank you.
Nathaniel, have you gotten many people to join your not a cult?
Apparently, based on your travels. I will be honest, it is slow going at first. It is difficult to start a brand new system of belief that no one has heard of, and one that requires physical activity as well. I'm sure you realize that, human.
That would be a deal breaker for me, I gotta say.
So I tried to spread my message as best I could.
In bed.
You can't say it at the end of every sentence that
in
I say.
Bed.
Not every sentence is a kickism, even though, as the master, every word that comes out of my mouth is holy, so I suppose what I say is a kickism.
In bed.
And you know, what I'm learning about myself is I've got really bad instincts for when a sentence is over.
Yeah, buddy, I'm glad you have
that
self-realization.
Anyway,
this explains so much of your conversational style.
So, Nathaniel, I'm so sorry to hear about that heartbreaking news, but again, I think it's for the best. So how did you get from, founding Kickism, kicking backwards all the way to your new endeavor? How'd you get from that to in this dungeon?
It is a sad tale. For you see, I must try to spread my message of hope however I can. And one of the ways is by leaving messages on trees. I have gotten over my hatred of the trees, but I will use them to spread the light of Kickism. And so I kick messages using my metal spike that I used to make furniture with. Mm-hmm. And I kick letters in the trees. But the problem is trunks are not very wide, so I have to go all the way around and down. And sometimes I have to start at the bottom and go up. So I really have to think about the message in reverse and go up. And apparently that is vandalism in some parts of Foon, especially in quote-unquote protected forests and wildlife preserves.
Arnie, what's the difference between a wildlife preserve and a wildlife jam?
Preserves are in jars and jams are in bands.
Oh.
In bed.
It always works.
That's fun. That is, I see the appeal.
A fun new game from the Energy Boys.
Energy Boys.
Energy Boys.
Nice. So you kicked some trees on Strong Guy Island, and were you arrested? Were you shot down? Like, what happened?
I was taken into custody despite the protests of my few but fervent followers who are waiting anxiously for word that I am okay, and I continue to lead and encourage even from inside this cell.
Oh, who are your followers?
Yeah, and how are you communicating to them?
They're ladies, mostly.
Nice.
And by choice, and I have been kicking the door. You mentioned that you noticed that it had really just been kicked the shit out of. And they hear the reverberations of my kicks, and it is like a code to them. It's not a code that they have the key for. We didn't work that out in advance. So it's not like I can send letters or words, but they hear the pounding and they know that it's me.
They're like, he's trying to say something.
Oh, did you hear that? Usidor got one in. Nice one, Yusi.
So, Nathaniel, what?
Your efforts are futile, but almost encouraged.
I guess I understand how you're sort of communicating with your followers, but how are they communicating with you? Like, how do you even know that they are hearing what you're sending out there at all?
Oh, wow. Ooh, boy. I guess I don't have any.
You don't have any analytics or anything on your kicks?
Arnie, what are you doing? He was clinging to that.
What if I'm just kicking for no one?
That sounds like a great title of a solo show.
What if no one's out there? What if my followers could have completely abandoned me?
No.
Oh, once again, human, a few minutes of conversing with you, and I am deeply spiraling.
Fuck, Arnie. Bed. No, Arnie, now's not the time.
Not now, human, please.
Arnie, he just lost his dad and his potential sister/lover, and now you do this to him? You gotta make this right. You gotta
be
Arnie?
Fair. He didn't lose them, they just discarded him.
Arnie?
And it's a definite sister, potential lover. definite half sister.
Good.
Potential lover.
Half lover.
Arnie, you have to make this right. Right after this break.
Oh.
Pretty good, huh?
In bed.
Still got it. Whee!
Everyone has that friend who seems kind of perfect. For Patty, that friend was Desiree. Until one day,
I texted her and she was not getting the text. So I went to Instagram. She has no Instagram anymore. And Facebook, no Facebook anymore.
Desiree was gone. And there was one person who knew the answer.
I am a spiritual person, a magical person, a witch.
A gorgeous Brazilian influencer called Kat Torres, but who was hiding a secret. From Wondery, based on my smash hit podcast from Brazil, comes a new series, Don't Cross Kat, about a search that led me to a mystery in a Texas suburb.
I'm calling to check on the two missing Brazilian girls.
Maybe get some undercover crew there.
The family are freaking out. They are lost.
I'm Chico Feliti. You can listen to Don't Cross Kat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As a contractor for the NSA, Edward Snowden had access to a range of top-secret government programs. But as he learned more about these clandestine operations, he came to understand a devastating secret. The government was conducting mass surveillance on its own citizens. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's show, American Scandal. We bring to life some of the biggest controversies in U.S. history: presidential lies, environmental disasters, corporate fraud. In our latest series, whistleblower Edward Snowden changes the national conversation about privacy on the internet as he risks his own freedom and his family's well-being. Follow American Scandal on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.
All right, we're back. I mean, we can't really, we didn't go anywhere. We can't really go anywhere. Even just being here a week has been...
Energy boys.
Dathaniel, how long have you been here?
I have been here for 7 weeks. So we are coming up, actually, dangerously close on the 8-week mark.
Oh.
And I still haven't gotten any of that water since you've arrived. So we're coming up dangerously close on that 8-day mark.
Oh.
I have been breathing, so that's okay for now. But we are just all around getting dangerously close to a couple pretty big things. So I don't know if you could share that water at all, if there's any left.
Let me try to slide it. It's hard to get it to fit through.
The jug is not well sized for the space between bars.
Dathaniel, do you want me to, like, I could try to just sort of, like, water.
Do you need to try my name multiple times each time you address me? You not gotten your thick human tongue around it enough to just try one and go with it? Have you not the confidence to even make a mistake bravely?
It's just such, the elves, it's such a beautiful language, and I feel bad about butchering it or mispronouncing it, and I get like halfway through one pronunciation and I, in the back of my head, I'm like, nope, start over.
What's the front of your head doing?
Nothing. Just woof, blank. Just vacation.
Giving me water, that's for sure.
Can you hand it to me, and then maybe I'll hold it and swing over top of him and dump it down?
Oh, yeah. It does look like up there there's a little, the bars are a little wider up towards the ceiling. Here's the water.
Okay. Okay, it's kind of heavy. All right, now give me a push.
All right.
Here we go. All right, just a little, there you go, a little look. And here's the second little, all right. And you just tell me when. Okay, here we go.
That's good.
Okay,
thank you.
All right. Oh, got a hair? What is that?
Too much. And it tastes like human bathwater.
That would be, I mean, that's what it is.
I've had worse water, surprisingly. Thank you. My thirst is somewhat quenched. I can move on now and continue for another 8 days.
Oh, you're welcome.
Start the clock.
Crazy thought. Arnie, since I'm holding this water, should I dump it all over Dathaniel and that will make him slippery and he'll be able to get out of his cage?
Oh, maybe. At the very least, it'll be sexy as hell.
Yeah, he's wearing that white tunic.
Stop it, you two.
You know, I've got to ask, DQ, you've always been a kind of adventurous type. I'm surprised you haven't tried to escape. You've been here for almost 8 weeks.
Yes. And yes, I have been. You've seen the door, yes? It has been rained upon by thousands of my powerful kicks, and yet it remains standing. There is nothing more I would love to do than to come out of this cage and be feeling just fine. And yet, I am stuck here. I can try again. Let me just give this one a kick right now. Here we are. Nothing.
Yeah.
Arnie, you try kicking. You kick the cage, Arnie. You're a big guy.
Just doesn't seem like... I mean, what's the... All right, I'll try.
Whoa, it worked!
Wait, it worked?
Yeah.
That can't be right. Let me look that up. Wow, fuck
my
me.
My door. Look, John, I got our cage open.
How did he...
That
what?
Is wild.
That
what?
Is crazy.
Oh, you hate
what
to see that.
What the hell?
Do you want me to walk you through my technique, do you think?
Oh, this is rich.
In bed.
I must have loosened your door by kicking mine.
But to be fair, you were kicking a totally different door than the one. Like, how many times would you say you kicked your door?
Thousands.
And I kicked my door half a time?
Yeah, but the reverberations that are the messages to my followers also echoed in your cell, and the resonance loosened the... Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, I think I might know what's going on. So, I just had the water, and I did splash a little bit on our door. So maybe the water's sort of helping to loosen it, kind of loosen the lid situation. So let me, let me grab the water here. I'm going to pour a little on your door, Nathaniel. Yes. Here we go. Let me just, okay, now give it a try.
Yes, now they are loosened, and I shall loose my feet upon it with a powerful kick.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that doesn't work.
You know, is it possible you're trying too hard? Because for me, I don't want to say I'm an expert, but I did get results. When I was kicking the door, it was like I was barely trying to do it. I didn't even think I was going to do it. Honestly, I just felt like I had to kind of like go through the motions because someone asked me to do it, and I was surprised that it worked. Maybe, Nathaniel, have you tried to kind of like kick it but not try to kick it?
Yeah, it's like what they say, like when you go to an audition and you don't give a fuck if you book it or not, that's when you book it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you go on many auditions, Chunt?
I've been on a few auditions. You know, people used to paint me. Perverts used to paint me. That's correct. And so, you know, they might bring me in to see what poses I might do, or have me read a one dramatic, one comedic.
And, Chunt, I've got to say, I've always asked this, and I forgot about this. It's been years now. When you said they would paint you, I was never clear whether they were painting portraits of you or...
On my body.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought.
Very well. At this point, I will try almost anything. Let me get into the mindset of a human.
Arnie, is that you?
I think
Arnie?
He's coming.
In bed.
Oh, my lifespan is so short.
Oh, yeah. Say, keep the change.
Keep the change. I can't pronounce anything outside of my native tongue.
Ooh, this is fun. I want to try.
What kind of pie do you have? Y'all come back now. Are you here? Oh, I'm going to kick the door now, even though I haven't been trained in proper technique, and I know nothing of kickism.
He kicked.
It did not work.
So, Arnie, what is it? Oh, what
what's
is
my
it
secret?
That you're doing? Yeah, what's your secret?
You know what? If I fully understood my own power, God, you know, there'd be no stopping me. That's the problem. I don't even really know, you know.
In bed.
This is the worst.
Well, let's, Arnie, did you want to step out of the cell, or?
Well, the only thing is, John, how do I get you down from your, how do I get you down?
Okay, well, let's think about it. So earlier, I was a badger head on a sandcastle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I somehow got back to being a full badger, so maybe cut off my arms and legs?
Oh, boy. There's a lot of assumptions that I'd feel really bad if we were wrong about in that plan.
Yeah, and I guess to be fair, it should be cut off my hands and feet, not my arms and legs.
I actually could probably just reach through the bars and get you down.
Oh, yeah. Do you have like a tip of your arrow or something you can pick these locks with?
I have the lathe that they inexplicably let me keep on my boot.
Oh, that would be amazing. Well, actually,
you've just been kicking stuff all this time. Why haven't you been using the tools that you have?
That is outside of the realm of kickism, human.
Wait, can I see the lathe?
The lathe.
Ooh, thank you so much. Arnie, give me a little push.
Okay.
Okay, let me just try and... Oh, shit. I dropped the lathe in the cell on the other side.
Well, better lathe than never.
Oh, I know something. I haven't tried kicking. Oh, that did it.
Whee! Wow, it works. First try.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
I kicked and all four separate manacles opened when I kicked.
No, I refuse to be defeated by this, for this only illustrates the power of kicking. You see, friends, you are converts to kickism.
Huh. And I want to say that the reason I'm out is defeat. Right? My feet got me out of here. So defeat is winning.
John, do you mind? Because I think this would be really instructive. Walk us through why you felt like that worked for you in a way that it's not working for DQ.
Okay. So I guess it was like a last resort situation. And in my mind's eye, I was just like, this will never work. And then it did. Yeah.
I think the problem is, DQ, you have too much faith in your own ability to kick.
So in order to have results, one must first disbelieve.
That's the first rule of Arnieism.
I'm a human, and I think I can start my own thing. A rival belief system. It's so easy, anyone can do it.
Well, okay, my manacles are off here. So we should, ooh, I can't seem to reach Usador. Should we try and pull on the other end of Dathaniel's cage? Or Dathaniel, are you too proud that you want to do this yourself, or?
I do not need your help. I will provide for my own escape, or I will wait for rescue from my many followers, who I'm sure are listening to my reverberations from a distance, and I will be fine. I don't need anyone. I am all that I need. I'm fine.
DQ, from my now that I'm sort of out of our cell and I can kind of see into your cell better, there's a lot of shit in there you could use to help you escape. There's a hammer in there. It looks like there's a chain of keys in there with you. Why don't you use some of those other resources?
More forbidden tools. The first rule of kickism. The only tool you need is your foot.
Oh boy, and looking on it from the outside, it looks like this was never locked, but your first kick bent the bars.
I'm so sorry, John, I did not finish.
Oh, okay.
The only tool you need is your foot. Dues are owed on the first of every month, and dues are every piece of gold and wealth that you have, and you give that to the master.
Oh, yeah, take all my gold.
This seems like a big of a scheme.
In bed.
Touché. Hey, Arnie, look over here. Speaking of gold, there's a treasure chest here, but it looks like it has a series of locks on it. Why don't you get on the other side? I'm going to get on this side, and let's kick. 1, 2, 3. Oh, it opened.
Wow.
Holy shit, this is awesome.
I had no idea I was so good at kicking.
Kick it, kick it. All I want to do is kick, kick, kick. This is so fun.
I am heartened by your new belief, and yet am profoundly dismayed at my own circumstance. So, bit of a win-lose.
Oh, boy. Wait a second. I just realized, though, Chunt, if we're going to get out of here, we're not out of the woods yet.
Well, we're in a dungeon.
We are not out of the dungeon yet.
Yeah.
Because if we're going to get upstairs, we have to get by the afternoon guard, Crunch. You know what? I'll be right back. I'm going to go try kicking him.
Okay, he's walking up the stairs. Sounds like he stopped because he's winded. Okay, hear some heavy breathing. Oh, I guess that was just one stair. Nice.
Guys, you're not going to believe this. Crunch was sleeping. I got up. I kicked him. He's dead.
Whoa, where'd you kick him? In the crunch?
What part is the crunch again?
Head.
Oh, yeah. Kick him in the head.
Yeah, you kick it too hard and the skull breaks and it goes crunch.
To be fair, there is a decent chance that he was already dead before I kicked him, but I don't know.
Huh. Right in the crunch shell. Well, let me actually, instead of going upstairs, I don't like to walk by dead bodies. Let me kick this wall here. Yeah. Oh, there you go. There's a hole to go outside. Look, I see the sun. Wow.
Wow, you two are really making it happen.
Wow, he's biting his tongue. It's bleeding.
That is wonderful. I am happy for both of you.
Thank you.
I have no doubt that once the wizard awakens, he will no doubt be an excellent kicker, too.
Most assuredly.
Everyone's great at kicking now.
Well, but he's got magic. Like, you know, I'm just naturally skilled, apparently.
Apparently. Apparently so.
DQ, are you going to be okay?
Oh, sure. Sure, I'll be fine. It's been a good day. So happy that I decided to talk to you after a week. Do you want any of this stuff in here?
Arnie, you want a hammer or something?
So you can hammer in the morning. Hammer in the evening.
No, I feel like then I would feel bad for not doing anything with it.
Got that ring of keys. Seems like a length of metal that you could pry with. This seems to be a box of tools. The more I look around, the less this seems like a cell and more just a storeroom. Is it possible that I've been imprisoned in a storeroom?
And again, this door wasn't locked. Your first kick bent the bars.
Can you walk us through what happened when they first brought you down here? Is it possible that you were never...
Were you hired?
You might not be a prisoner.
What did they say to you when they apprehended you?
They said, "You there, who've been making the letters on the trees, come with us."
Okay, so far ambiguous.
"That's really impressive. We'd like to put your skills to use."
In bed.
"What is your rate? We are open to negotiation."
Okay, so...
You know, I'm starting to see now where things sort of went awry.
You could really interpret that one both ways.
Yeah, and that's rough. And here's the kicker. I put another hole in the wall. Call me Little Kicker. Arnie, start calling me Little Kick.
Little Kiek? Little Kiek, Swift Kiek? Yeah.
Can I just call you Little Kick? Do I have to go Little Kiek?
Little Kiek?
And I'm going to start a new podcast called Kicking It with Little Kiek Energy Boys.
I would listen to that one.
Oh, thank you, DQ. Have you ever thought, Arnie's pretty generous with his equipment. Have you ever thought about starting a podcast? You have a great voice.
Thank you. If it would help spread the word of kickism, perhaps. What would we talk about? Kicking is more of a visual medium.
Okay. Arnie, you're the professional podcaster. What's a good way to do a podcast about kicks?
Well, I would say first and foremost, you know, make it about yourself. Figure out what you're going to figure out, like, the first 4 or 5 sentences and that you're going to say, and then say them at the beginning of every episode.
Should those sentences be well rehearsed, or should I fumble them sort of every time?
Oh, I think fumble them, right?
Them every time, yeah.
Okay, excellent. These are good notes.
I don't know what else. I mean, for me, podcasting is a lot like kicking. It just comes so naturally. It's really hard for me to encapsulate and share the things, the knowledge that I've got around that area. I'm also very good at talking about what I'm talking about right now. Like these sentences are really well constructed.
Complete thoughts all.
Arnie, we should be supportive. Here, I'm going to put the laptop through your bars here. And let me just open up the screen facing you. Oh, shit. Arnie, the screen's locked.
Oh, I'll kick it.
Kick it!
Yeah, there it goes.
This is an exciting new avenue for kickism. Perhaps word will spread far and wide, and we can get those cool robes that we've been talking about.
Yeah, and you can fucking lose your mind like that guy Joe Rogan. Arnie, that's what you said, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a guy who's into kicks, right? You said he was one of the better kickers on Earth?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just obsessed with talking about some of his choices that he made on News Radio. Don't know what he's up to these days.
That's the name of his podcast, News Radio?
He's got a podcast? I gotta check that out. He's like my 8th or 9th favorite person on News Radio.
Where does Andy Dick fall?
I mean,
in
that's
bed.
What you're...
This is fun.
So I guess we're gonna...
Yeah.
I guess we're gonna go.
Just gonna take off.
Yeah, I know it's kind of awkward. It's one of these things where it's like, we kind of have escaped, but we're sort of still here.
I'm still in disbelief that all the kicks worked. When it kicks, it pours.
That is something that we say.
You know, if you don't, here's the thing, I would feel bad. Like, if you don't want us to escape, we will stay here with you.
No, I couldn't do that. You have things to do, I assume.
I feel so
things
bad.
To do, places to kick. Yeah, absolutely.
Other parts of the castle to explore.
I wish that you were escaping with us, but, you know, since you're not, like, we should probably still escape.
Right, yes, you should go.
Oh, you understand. Oh.
It's fine. That's okay. Fine.
Good. You're not just saying that.
No.
Okay, good.
No, it's
good. Because as soon as I asked that, I was like, oh, God. I hope.
Just leave me here with these items, and I'm sure that if I'm not supposed to be a prisoner, then someone will at some point realize that I'm not doing my assigned duties, or that I'm here by mistake. It'll get sorted out eventually. Probably just an administrative error or something. I'm fine.
And DQ, again, I'm going to highlight this one more time. I really think you have all the tools you need to escape in that room with you.
Literally all the tools.
You just got to, like, get past the kicking. Like, here's the thing. I bet the kicking could work for you.
Oh, it could. It can. And it will.
But I know those keys will be faster.
Perhaps that is your belief, human. I have different. You maybe get a running start at it.
Oh, I heard a crunch.
Oh.
I'm fine.
Put some weight on it.
Ah.
Oh, actually, buddy, I see that there's a side entrance into that room with no door at all.
What? How did I miss that? That is not the path for me.
Well, the path is forward.
The path is forward or backward if you're kicking backward, but never, never the side.
So you're so invested in a kicking solution that you will reject a just walking out solution.
That's right, human.
Huh.
I remain steadfast in my belief. And I will. Maybe I use the other leg now.
Ooh, another crunch.
Crunchitize it.
Ah. It's fine. Not as successful as I hoped. Indeed, not successful at all. And now,
It's like watching someone try and saw wood with a piece of spaghetti. Please stop.
Can't really put weight on either foot now.
It's impressive that you're in a handstand, but please stop.
Thank you. Oh, just probably take a little breather for now.
This is going to be a real setback to your plans to escape via kicking.
And yet, as we say in kickism, you may injure your foot, but your leg is still whole.
Huh.
And come to the meetings and bring a friend.
Ooh, it's a bit of a kick non-starter, but okay. And kick, you mentioned kick backwards. That would be Kasik?
Exactly.
Nice.
Well, I'm Kasik of this conversation, so...
Bump set.
You know, we're going to go out this way, but we'll probably go back around to the front door, so if you change your mind and you do escape, like, check in with us. We're upstairs.
Yeah, just give us a holler.
And, proper.
And I can bring you... Do you want some food? I could bring down crunch if you want to... If you don't mind eating flesh, or, like, I can go find something in the forest, pick some berries or something.
I've got about a week, so at some point in that week, some food would be excellent.
Okay, Arnie, how do I remember this? So when I... Okay, so I need some sort of, like, mnemonic device or some sort of, like... When I eat... I'll think, hey, when I'm done eating, other people need to eat. People in this world are starving. Starve, carve a tree trunk, swimming trunks, ocean spray it, don't say it, Listerine, rain. I got nothing.
Kick it.
What?
Just kick it.
Oh, I kicked my head. Yeah, I'll never forget.
And don't rely on me, because I am very bad at accomplishing anything between episodes of the podcast.
You got to tree and tree trunk a few free associations in, and I thought you were right on target, and then you went further away.
It seemed too easy. It seemed way too easy.
Fair.
And I learned from you, if something's worth doing, it's worth suffering over.
In bed.
You've been taking care of all the chores that piled up over the week while half listening to Hello from the Magic Tavern. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adil Rafai. Yuzuru the Wizard was... I mean, are we really saying he was even in this one? It was like 2/3 of the hosts were doing their jobs and one was doing a clip show. I feel like Siri would have had a bigger presence. Anyway, the bare minimum of Yuzuru was sleepwalked by Matt Young. Good luck submitting the hours for this to the Voice Actors Guild. Dathaniel Quenyarvin, i.e. DQ the Elf, was played by special guest Tim Ryder. Tim wrote and performed on the new seasons of Mystery Science Theater 3000, currently streaming on Netflix. Follow Tim at Tim Ryder on Twitter and at Red Ryder BB Gun on Instagram. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Anna Haverman. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Also, the latest episode of the Magic Tavern bonus series Earth Games is up on Stitcher Premium, and it has Aaron Keefe as Momo the Mouse playing the board game Mystery Date. Because the one thing a romantic get-together needs is a bunch of information you didn't know in advance. And if you're looking for some non-Magic Tavern listening, Matt and Adil both appeared on recent episodes of the podcast Good Morning from Hell, found wherever podcasts occur. Why wasn't Arnie invited on as a guest? Oh, go through our back catalog. I think the clues are there. But now, farewell, audience. Whatever grievances we have done against you this day, you have 1 week's time to forget all about them and begin the cycle again.
Where am I? Oh, yes. Oh, I remember now. Here I am, shackled in the dungeons of Castle Skullmaster. Oh, but my meditative state has brought me no clarity whereby I can escape. But yet where be my compatriots?
Greetings, Fiang Yalak. Your friends have abandoned you.
Dathaniel Quenyarvin. How do you find yourself also trapped in this dungeon?
I have been in the cell next to yours for literally the entire time you've been down here. And you have spent most of it muttering.
And where are Arnie and Chunt?
I do not know. They went away. They got really into kicking, which I should be happy about, but feels like an insult.
Oh, kicking, you say? When I said kicking, the door flung itself wide open. Ha, ha, ha! The power of my magic succeeds again. It doth seem as if I am a natural kicker. I need not e'en lift my leg. All I need do is speak the word and the kicking be done.
Well, you'll probably be leaving too now, I suppose.
Well, I could free thee from thine cell. You need but ask, and I shall use my great magical powers to open this, already open utility closet.
No, I will get myself out. I do not need your help.
There be no shame in accepting help from thine friends, but I understand. Your journey is thine own, but let me assist thee in some other way. I shall conjure for you a great feast to ensure you do not starve while you wait here amongst these many tools that could easily be used to just get the hell out of here. Eroth, Olatarach, Tahariata, there is some food for thee.
Ah, thank you, Fiang Yalak. Another 8 weeks for me. Start the clock. Earwolf.
Last year, Law and Crime brought you the trial that captivated the nation.
She's accused of hitting her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, with her car.
Karen Reed is arrested and charged with second-degree murder.
The six-week trial resulted in anything but resolution.
We continue to find ourselves at an impasse. I'm declaring a mistrial in this case.
But now the case is back in the spotlight, and one question still lingers. Did Karen Reed kill John O'Keefe?
The evidence is overwhelming that Karen Reed is innocent.
How does it feel to be a cop killer, Karen?
I'm Kristen Thorne, investigative reporter with Law and Crime and host of the podcast, Karen, The Retrial. This isn't just a retrial. It's a second chance at the truth.
I have nothing to hide. My life is in the balance, and it shouldn't be.
I just want people to go back to who the victim is in this. It's not her.
Listen to episodes of Karen, The Retrial, exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus.